None but the hungry heart. 6:12. Our one object. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is given unto us. Romans 5, verse 5. Acknowledging our insufficiency and appropriating his all-sufficiency are the basic building blocks for our growth in the not I but Christ life. There is no child of God that has set his face to go through with him, who has not grieved over the weakness of his love for the Lord Jesus. Our hearts have mourned, and we have suffered when we have realized our selfishness and mixed motives, the weak, unstable love we have for him. Truly none of us can rejoice in our love for him. But when we begin to apprehend his great eternal love for us, our hearts are filled with joy, and we praise him for his love, his long-suffering and patience, and we magnify his name for that love which never fails. When we slip out of communion with God, how wretched we are, and how we contribute to the unhappiness of others. Whereas in communion with our Father, there is power to enable us to resist the devil, to enjoy the Lord, and to promote the true blessing of his own. May we have our Lord Jesus very simply and constantly before our hearts. Nothing but an intelligent and growing acquaintance with the Lord Jesus can satisfy the renewed heart. The very mercy that delivers a soul becomes a hindrance unless the Lord himself be the one object. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5.